Calm, you ready?
I'm ready, bro. Let's go.
Oh, man, this has been overdue, bro.
A long time.
So long, coming, bro. Now, he's been behind the scenes. I've been working, right?
Yeah.
But we just had to wait for something to happen.
Well, me and we've been waiting for so long, but I think this is the right time.
Like, 100%. You had to introduce yourself anyway, because some of the people might
know.
You ain't been on this channel before.
All right, people, what's up? My name is Naz, former YouTuber, hung up the boots, but a stand-up comedian now. And obviously, I'm with my boy, Devontae.
Yep.
Yeah, man, let's get it cracking, man.
That's it. So, first things first, right? It's Sunday. I'm not. What time did you go to bed?
Like 2 a.m.
Boy, what time did I call you?
Midnight, maybe.
Cool. So, I called him at midnight, like, yo, that boxing was unbelievable, bro. But before we even get into the boxing, this room, I'm sorry to put Pirate on blast. This room is disgusting. But I need to show you the last room, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the video on... on the video.
Boom.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it,
bro. I'm surprised, man. Oh my days. Nah, Pirate Studios, you gotta do better, man. What's that?
And you could tell that was from last night,
bro. Yeah, they had a fucking party, bro.
So you see this video, someone said he had a rave in there. I can't lie, whoever did it's a trap. Wembley, I'm saying it personally, because what the fuck? Like, unless you're a kid, if you're a kid under 18,
yeah,
I can kind of understand it. Yeah. But if you're actually in your 20s and you're, I wouldn't even feel comfortable in that space, bro.
Bro, nah.
There's chicken bones everywhere, balloons. Like, what the fuck?
Bro.
In a studio, mic's broken. We was meant to use that room, you know?
Bro, I bet you they're treating it like a music studio, bro. Like, yeah, let's turn up. Let's go.
Spliff.
Bro.
There's even a spliff on the side. Like, bro, what is going on?
When you see balloons, yeah, just avoid the area at all costs.
You're saying that at all costs?
Yeah, bro.
It's got our generation in a headlock right now, though.
Bro. That and the vapes.
Yeah.
Oh, the vapes. I see it everywhere, bro.
Everywhere, bro. They're invested in that. But boy, I ain't done balloons since I was like 18. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I don't really care about all that stuff. But boxing. Boom. Now, I was out last night.
Having a good time. Yeah.
But I knew you was watching it.
I watched the whole
I did catch
thing.
Up with some of it. Well, a lot of it. And I was just busting up, bro. Like, how is this possible?
Bro, the event, everything was just... I'm not going to say it's off because I think that's very disrespectful to them.
Keep it 100.
But the quality of it compared to the other YouTube boxing events, like when KSI fought Logan Paul and that.
I went out to that, you know.
Oh,
did you know that? I was out in America.
I've seen
that.
Some pictures actually. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was in LA for that one.
The qualities are in two different realms, in my opinion, bro. This was, even the ring announcer was a bit weird. Like, he was hyping up the crowd. And
was it like a YouTuber or something?
No, he wasn't. So he was just like a normal presenter, but it was just really, the energy he had was really weird. And like, he was like, do you want to get this fight started? And he'd be like, yeah. And then 2 seconds later, he said the same thing again, trying to hype up the crowd.
Right, it just wasn't for him kind
the
of
crowd
thing.
Wasn't really feeling it, bro. The whole event was just, yeah, just
who was
crazy.
The first fight? Because you said something about the first fight weren't. What was, who yeah, was yeah, the first yeah. fight?
So the first fight was Halal Ham and Salt Papi.
Okay, so who's Salt Papi? The Asian, he's like TikToker, isn't
he?
He's lit. I see him like the other day, still at Wembley.
Yeah.
And Ham was meant to come on podcast time ago. We haven't actually linked up to make it happen.
Bro,
but how was it? Oh,
go on.
That's the same guy that had the rapper in it come out for him.
Oh, bro, that was okay. So that was really, man, that was really awkward, disrespectful. Bro. Obviously, I think Salt Papi's a really nice guy.
100%, you could tell.
He's a really nice guy, just pure vibes. But this Halal Ham guy bought on some guy and he's rapping, and he was saying borderline racist stuff.
Yeah, fact.
He was saying stuff which I'm not going to say here.
Yeah, of course.
But
you don't want to get you cancelled first episode by Kim, fam.
It was really disrespectful. And if that was me, in my opinion, I wouldn't even shake Halal Ham's hand at the end of it, because I'm just like,
why would you bring this guy out? Yeah,
your guy's moving wild, bro. It was just really weird. But in my opinion, the first fight, Salt Papi, I think was unpopular opinion, but it may have been the best fight for me.
Who won?
Salt Papi destroyed him.
Yeah,
he, bro, Halal Ham did not have a chance. Bro.
Nah,
did not have a chance. He was fighting like Salt Papi was fighting like a young Prince Nassim, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, he had hunger in him.
Hunger. He was dancing. He was flexing. And
I need to watch that fight.
Halal Ham was punching, trying to punch. And he'd count and just bang, bro. It was really... he was on it, bro.
I need to make sure I watch that one. I watched the Arms Courtney Owen fight.
Oh,
I heard he got pulled out on a stretcher at the end.
Bro, he didn't look good.
Damn. I saw an interview after, though. So he's definitely alive and well now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know what happened.
You know what? It's happened to him twice now. If you remember the Arms and Bouncer fight.
Oh, that was hilarious.
You remember at the end of it, I don't know if you can remember this, but Arms Corleone was knackered.
Yeah,
he was
exhausted.
Done. He was done. The exact same thing. The fight ended. Him and the guy. It was a really good fight, in my opinion.
Which one? Yesterday's.
The Arms Corleone and that Minicom guy.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the bouncer one.
Even that one was decent, but this
that was bad, personally. I think they even know it's bad. Like, you got your check, it's fine. I'm not drawing your eyes, it's bad, isn't it? Like, it was a bad fight. It happens. Yeah. They're not professional fighters, so we're not expecting to get.
Yeah.
You get?
Yeah. So, Arms Corleone, it was a good fight, but at the end of it, he was so tired. And I think it's just because of how big he is. Man.
Yeah, carrying that around, bro.
And he does a lot in the ring as well. He does a lot of moving, obviously, in boxing. So much. Just fighting 4 rounds of boxing will kill you. But when you're that big and you have that much muscle and you need that much air.
It's mad.
It's a killer, man.
I started taking up boxing as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we going to see you at some boxing events?
What? With these lot? Oh, I would love that. I'm not going to lie. Should I be so real?
Yeah, go on.
Other than Jake Paul, I reckon I rap every single YouTuber influencer that's boxed so far.
Bro, that's not even a mad shout in my
opinion. I'm being honest, yeah? I'm not saying names. Some YouTubers know, innit? Mm. Like, we've had things, and they know what it is. But, yeah, I ain't got enough clout for that, bro.
I get you.
When we get there, I'm taking all the money, bro. I'm taking everyone's pee because, you lot can't fight. It's not for everybody. But Jake Paul, 100%. Like, I went to the Tyron Woodley fight as well.
I'm
basically everywhere that something happens. Other than yesterday, I didn't think it was worth my time, I'll be real. Nah, but, I was in Tampa, Florida for the Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley fight, And I remember there was a black guy next to me. Yeah. He put money down, like his last $100. He's like, man, I need Tyron Woodley to win, man, because he lost the last one, you know? And I was just like, boy, I was just praying for him. I remember he weren't looking too good in the first couple of rounds. I can't lie, we had a club booked at the same time.
Yeah.
And obviously clubs have last entry at like 12, 12:30 or whatever. This fight started at like 11:30, 11:45. So when I'm seeing nothing really happening, I'm pissed. I'm like,
yeah,
you lot. I say we just cut, bruv, because it's either going to be one or the other, and it's either going to be this one or we missed the club. Do you get
100%,
it? And then, like, within a few minutes, man got knocked out, bro. I couldn't believe it.
That was a disgusting knockout.
He's serious.
Yeah.
He's a serious fighter. I can't lie. He is, but for the rest, I don't really know.
Yeah. Did you see, there was a lot of shenanigans that happened yesterday, just like, this Ryan Taylor guy was...
He headbutted someone, right?
Bro,
that's the same person.
That's the guy.
Who was he fighting?
He was fighting. I can't remember. Like, it was just an American guy.
That was wild. So first round. Why?
He's so tapped. He's nuts. Like, the fight, it was a normal fight. Like, I didn't even really think anything too bad was happening. And then out of nowhere, like an English football hooligan fan just went up.
I saw that straight in.
And I'm just like,
what the fuck? That's wild, bro.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if you got paid. At the end of the day,
did they get disqualified after that?
He got DQ'd, bro.
Oh, he got DQ'd from that. Yeah. Nah, standard, it should.
Bro, man. And then, I don't know, it didn't ruin the event, but it turns it.
Set the tone, kind of thing.
Set the tone, bro.
Was that the second fight?
That was. So he had this fight. It ended in like 30 seconds because he headbutted it. And then the next fight was the Vitaly fight, I think.
I know Kristen Hamby.
Yeah.
Who won that one? Vitaly.
Basically,
by judges.
No, it ended in a draw.
Oh, yes.
But the Chris Hamby guy was also headbutting.
In the fight?
Yeah, in the fight.
You had just headbutting people. Kristen, what's going on?
In the fight. So they'll be fighting and then they're clinched, obviously. So they're really close. And then he coming with his head. I'm just like.
Yeah, these guys can't fight, bro. That's why I would love to go in the ring. Because I'm not going to say like I grew up fighting, but there was a point of my time where man was just fighting on the regs, bro.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even when I was as tall and as big as I am now. I do boxing as well. Not even that gave me the confidence, but these guys can't fight, bro.
Nah, yesterday the quality of it was, out of all the big events that happened in YouTube, yesterday's one may have been the worst quality-wise.
You know what? I find with YouTubers, right? Because I'm not, even though I know a lot of people in the industry, I'm not industry to the point where it's like, I can't say what I don't want to say. I saw a lot of people speaking out that I was very surprised to say, like, this was bad, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, they spoke out against that. I don't know, maybe because it's not like, it wasn't like, maybe if it was like a KSI event, but then if it was a KSI event, it probably wouldn't have been like that in the first place.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, maybe because...
But in general, though, if a KSI...
People are a bit more quiet.
Yeah.
Like, they're a bit more like, okay, it's fine, like, it's from the UK, it's KSI.
It's lit, but...
They're a bit more quiet, but I saw people dragging people yesterday.
Yeah. I saw, like, the TGF guys, I saw Roto Shaw saying, it's carnage and this and that, but
Bazinga.
Yeah, but if that was your boy fighting, would you be saying that, bro?
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like,
They wouldn't.
But fair enough, if they want to keep it 100 for other guys, and then yeah, bro. But yesterday, yeah, the quality wasn't really there, but entertainment, you could argue that the entertainment was there because headbutting and fighting and people jumping in rings.
Oh, some Looney Tunes shit. Bro. Who was that YouTuber that jumped in the ring?
I think
it looked like that guy Stephen Trash, but I don't know. I didn't watch the full clip. It kind of just looked like
I couldn't even see, like, it was pretty far out.
Someone let me know in the comments, because I actually don't know if it is him. Also, this is like really random, but I just remembered this episode is going to be on Spotify. Everything's going on Spotify from now on. Yeah, the full episode is going to be on Spotify. So we'll drop clips on YouTube, obviously. Drop the full episode on YouTube as well. But initially, we're going to go on to Spotify because we want to draw people over to there. So if you want to listen to this, go and check it out 100%. But so the other facts, yeah. Let's summarize this.
Yeah, okay.
So we've got a racist dude that comes out opening it, right? What made me laugh, not even what he said, but you know, at the end, he was like, oh, all right. When everyone was booing, he's like, all right. Like, he realized he fucked up.
He messed up.
He realized he fucked up. I wanted to message him to get him to come on the pod.
Yeah.
But I just felt it was just mad last minute. Like, for him to wake up today and come
and
now, it's just mad unrealistic. So I was just like, fuck it, kind of thing. But that happened. What else happened?
The headbutting happened.
That's mad.
And then there was one really bad fight, actually. I need to talk about this.
Who was it?
Oh, like, pretty boy sign. Anthony, pretty boy Anthony, and then this is how bad it was. You don't even know what it was.
I don't even know who they are,
bro. The fight was shambles. It was really slow, lethargic fighting.
Yeah.
So it was like this one black guy and a white guy fighting. What type of description?
What were they? Were English and American.
American.
That's what they tried doing it recently. Yeah, they've been doing that. Go
like on. A UK versus USA thing. And then the guy who was fighting, so the guy from the UK, like, my man didn't even have boxing shorts, bro. He had Sports Direct Nike.
Yeah, he said, fuck it, quick to him. I do that when I train as well. I just grab what I can, fam, and go with it.
For training,
yeah, but like main stage.
But when you're on some, like, when you're in like a pay-per-view thing, and you're seeing a guy come on with Nike joggers and shorts, which look like they cost £6, bro, yeah? Bro, you're getting paid, bro. Like, come on, like, invest in yourself a bit. The fight was really bad. I ended up just like using the toilet during the fight.
Yeah, not even worth your time, fam.
My younger brother was like, yeah, during a fight, they're all like booing. People were like booing and that. Because it was just like, you know what the thing is with boxing, and a lot of people don't really take this into consideration, is that like, while you are boxing, unless you're like Floyd Mayweather, who can fight really safe, but he's also really, really good defensively and can slip out, you need to entertain people, bro.
Facts.
You know, like Anthony Joshua, when he goes out there, these big, big fighters, they're going out there for the knockout. They're going out.
They're going to win. Like, they're not trying to take that to the.
They're not trying to play this game mathematically, you know what I mean? They're like, I'm going to go in this ring and I'm going to like try and knock the other guy out. But some fights yesterday, I could feel like there wasn't really that lust for blood.
Their heart went in it. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm being honest. You know, like some people say it because it just sounds good and it sells the fight. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I will match up a lot of these YouTubers, bro. But Jake Paul, I'll be real. You probably have me up. I'll have to train. Bro, I read man's patterns. Other than that, I reckon I could fight someone in 30 minutes. I'll win, fam. All of you lot. I'll be real.
Jake Paul looks really good. Bro.
He is, bro.
He looks really good. If I want to be honest.
He is. I'm an honest guy. Like, I don't care if he's American. I don't care if everyone hates him. Because when I was at the fight, they were literally chanting, fuck Jake Paul.
I'm like, damn, these guys hate him, bro.
They really hate him. But I think for him, it gives him that extra push. Like, some people love
some
the hate.
Some love
it. Like, that's like their drug. Do you get it? I love hate.
Bro.
I feel like sometimes their character is to be hated and they just play that villain kind of guy.
Because I've been watching YouTube for a long, long time now. Like, ever since maybe... Actually, my entire, like, growing up from, like, 12 years old watching early KSI to seeing Jake Paul come, I'll be honest, I used to hate the guy.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just, that's what he's there for, right?
Yeah, that's
to
what
be
he's
hated.
There for. Like, he fought KSI and I used to love KSI growing up. This guy, man, honestly, I don't like this guy, but then now he's fighting, and he might not be fighting for established boxers and that, but you can see it in his technique, the way how he moves, the way how he's hitting him. That Tyron Woodley knockout was so disgusting.
I remember running, because obviously, remember, I've said we got to make it into this club by a certain time. I remember running down the stairs to the other floor and still seeing the man on the floor. I said, is he all right?
He was knocked out. Like, you know when you see sweat come off someone? Like
knock the sweat off of him, bro. Like, bro, disgusting.
Do you know how violent the collision has to be? Like,
but how do you feel about like these people, like these exhibition type boxing matches?
Bro, I'll be honest. it is what it is. Obviously, it's a massive cash grab at the end of the day. Mm. But like, for example, while we are talking about Jake Paul, it's not like he's fighting complete bums. You know what I mean?
No.
Again, maybe Nate Robinson was a bit of a, okay, fine, but that was his first. But Ben Askren, Tyron Woodley,
especially. He knocked the black out of him as well, boy. I remember Twitter that day was disgusting.
Nate Robinson set the black community back 150 years, bro.
Literally.
150 years.
Literally, bro.
But, no, like Tyron Woodley, he's an actual fighter. Like he can actually box. Like
not boxing, but UFC, right? But he's an offensive boxer artist, anyway.
Bro. He's a knockout artist. Like he's got a lot of knockouts. He's known for that haymaker. So when I first saw this fight, I was like,
this could be
Tyron
good.
Woodley is gonna knock him out. But then I was like, damn, okay, maybe he might be past his best days. But it is what it is.
Still sad though, man. Like you know, seeing him getting like knocked out like that was sad for me. Cause I'm like, bro, you're putting your whole like reputation online for a bit of money.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are just embarrassing themselves for pee. Like it's kind of messed up, bro.
Yeah. And I guess that's what it is. Like these Ben Askren and what's his name?
Which one?
Tyron Woodley. That's And Tyron Woodley, these guys are essentially prize fighters. This is all they know. This is all they've done growing up. So this last fight, you've seen them getting beaten up by some random YouTuber, you know what I mean?
It's embarrassing, man.
It's very, very sad.
It's actually sad. Like, I don't know. Me personally, I hope I don't get to a point where it's like, I'm kind of
working for the sake of like, yeah, let me
get
the
fight. Like, I want to put my heart into whatever I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a sport or something that I just have no interest in, I'm not just going to do it for the, for some cash. Yeah. Especially at their point, they must be rich or must have been rich. Must like, at some rich, point of time in their life, you know? So to go to fighting a YouTuber, now it's like, even to be fair, as once being a YouTuber, technically still am, like, it's cool to see for us that like people, like legends, are coming out of their way to come and fight us. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Honestly, the whole thing is just like, it's crazy. But at the end of the day, you could say that this is good for the sport of boxing. I'm a big fan of boxing.
I spoke to a lot of boxers.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys would disagree with what I just said, but at the end of the day.
And fans as well. I spoke to a lot of fans and asked.
But publicity is publicity at the end of the day.
Boxing ain't even the same to what it used to be, bro.
No,
like there's not that much people in there that are that interesting, like faces and names that it's like you want to go and watch that week in, week out. Really,
Do you know what I'm saying? Once every 6 months,
literally.
Yeah.
Literally, like, there's not really much going on overall, which is kind of sad to see as well. Because I obviously grew up watching boxing, loving boxing, playing all the games.
Oh man.
Fight night.
What a game, bro.
Like, they couldn't even make a game like that because there's not enough names to even sell it. Like, okay, some people might want to play with AJ. They might want to play with Wilder. They might want to play with Fury. Who else do they want to play with?
Heavyweight boxing is where it's at nowadays. You know what I mean? It went through its decline, but it's back now.
Yeah, there's like literally no one else anyone would want to play with. What other fights? Oh, yeah, that King Kenny and FaZe Temper fight.
Oh, man.
I can't lie. I saw a lot of people from the UK saying that he lost.
Yeah. You know what? I can see why they said that. And I do think it was very, very, very close. Yeah, but in my opinion, I think that it's not a bad shout that he won, to be honest.
For real?
Wow.
I saw a lot of YouTubers from the UK even say, yo, you weren't meant to win that, bro.
A lot of people were against it, I'll be totally honest. And I see why. Because the whole fight, I don't know.
I saw he had a good round.
Yeah, he had one round, round three.
He
had one good round. But FaZe Temper, you could see the experience, man, in there. Like, he knew what he was doing. His footwork was clean. King Kenny was almost like the new boxer. Like, he was all over the place. He has more power than Temper, 100%. But I don't know. I think FaZe Temper didn't really show a lot as well, though, in my opinion. Apart from like a couple combinations, I don't think he did anything else that was too crazy, in my opinion. What do you think?
From what I saw, FaZe Temper overall, but then I saw that Kenny did have a big round.
Yeah.
But then, as I said, I didn't watch it in full. I tried to, but like I couldn't find it anyway. Because obviously you watched it live. There was no like highlights on YouTube or anything like that. So I just had to catch clips here and there. But I'm surprised because I know a lot of YouTubers, dick suck, like if it's their friend, they're just going to say he won, even if he won or lost or whatever. And a lot of people were saying he lost. So
I think I saw even like Gibb say something.
Yeah, Gibb. He said FaZe got like
FaZe got robbed. This and that, which is a bit mad. But bro, the way I see it is, I think King Kenny came into the fight thinking it's gonna be a 12-round fight. He was fighting strategically, but bro, it's 4 rounds. YouTube gotta celebrity boxing, bro. Yeah. Go in and just like make work of it. And we'll talk about the next fight as well. But I feel like that was the theme of the whole night. People were thinking, oh, it's a 12-round fight. I've got a first 6 rounds. I'm just gonna play it nice and cool and just. just wear down my man. But bro, it's a four rounds, and it's 2 minutes, bro.
Yeah, so you gotta give it your all in that time, really.
2 minutes is so quick, bro. Yeah. So quick, it goes. So the second you step in there, you gotta make work of it, especially if you're behind, man. Like
100%. So what, was that the second to last fight?
That was the second to last fight, yeah.
Okay, and the last one was Deji.
The last one was Deji, and that was just a disappointment, man, honestly.
I can't lie, I didn't watch the last fight. I didn't watch his last fight. I watched the one before that, the man took the knee, and that was sad.
Bro.
That was really sad to see. But I'm happy that he's got a brother like KSI that will be honest with him, because I'm a very honest person.
Yeah.
And I think honesty is always the best policy. Like, it sounds generic, but like, genuinely, how can you be a better person if the people around you are yes men? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just going to say, oh, you did your thing. Oh, you deserve to win. No, you didn't.
And I think he's a big victim of that, Deji, man. A lot of yes men.
Yeah, a lot of people
around him. He's just like, you know what? Deji lost, yeah, but in the end of the day, I think he's a winner in my eyes, man. Mm. And I'll tell you why, man. Before this fight, Deji was like this. He was a completely different person. He had so much weight on him.
Yeah.
And you could see that he was really like, I don't want to like assume, but he looked like he wasn't looking too happy or everything.
Mm.
But now, like, he's slimmed down, bro. Yeah, he's got a fade, definitely. Bro.
Yeah, he feels better.
You know what I mean? He's looking better. So, like, of course, end of the day.
Yeah.
End of the day is an L, isn't it? You lost a fight against this Alex Wasabi guy, which is pretty embarrassing. In my humble opinion,
yeah,
it's pretty embarrassing. But end of the day, man, like, he's better. He's a better man than he was when.
Facts, 100%. 110%. He is a better man than he was like a couple months back.
Yeah, man.
But what does he do at this point? Because he's fought Jake Paul. He fought, obviously, Alex Wasabi. Who was the last person he fought? That was some TikTok, bro, isn't it?
Vinny Hacker,
that's it.
Vinny Hacker, something like that.
Does he hang up the boots? Is he allowed to, like, just keep going? Like, what is he fighting for at this point?
Bro, you know what? I'll be so honest. Like, he can obviously continue. He's got the name. He's got the clout. Mm. Like, he can sell. Deji can, like, he sold out.
Was it sold out, yeah?
Sold it out, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was, like, 4,000 people, something
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Around that.
But at the end of the day, you can only lose so much, man, in my opinion. And I know that, like, there's been stories of, like, boxers who first started off and they went 0-3, 0-4, and they go and do crazy stuff here. But he's not, dude, this is celebrity boxing. It's not
that deep.
This is not real life.
It's not your life or death kind of thing. Like, you need this to.
That's what I'm saying. And he's also a very rich man. He doesn't need to really do it. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he doesn't need to do it.
He doesn't need to do it, man. But I feel like he wants to try and do it again, but he shouldn't, man.
Depends what kind of man you are. Like, you see me, yeah? I don't think I need to put my hands into everything. I don't need to be everything, do everything. Like, some things are just not for you. Do you get what I'm saying? Totally. I'm not saying, like, boxing is or isn't for me. It's not for me to decide. If he enjoys it, genuinely enjoys it and wants to do it, why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know, I'm a man with a lot of pride, bruv.
Yeah, man. And I don't know. So let's just say you done boxing, right, yeah?
Mm.
Like a celebrity start boxing and you lose 3 in a row.
I'm off later. You're gone. Later.
I don't blame
unless
you,
it depends what position I'm in. Do I need money?
No, you don't need money.
Am I Devonte?
You're Devonte.
Even if I needed money, then I'm not doing it.
Okay.
Because I could have done a lot of things for money. Do you know what I mean? But I just didn't. Like, it's all mental.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Money doesn't rule my life.
Yeah.
I don't think all money is good money. Like, me getting knocked out and getting memed and having bad mental health for a couple grand ain't worth it. Do you know what I mean? For me. But for some man, it is. Like, that will help them sleep at night. Like, I don't care. I got knocked out and I'm embarrassed because. Yeah. Never been knocked out in my life, bruv.
100%.
I've never been embarrassed like that in my life, so I couldn't do that.
You couldn't really do it. I don't blame you, bro. But I think he's worried more about, I think maybe his clout or like stuff like that, or like how he feels, because he might feel embarrassed. In my opinion, I don't even think it's too embarrassing, because he already held 2, bro. What's holding 3 like? It's the same thing, bro. I think the Gibb fight, when he lost to Jake Paul, that was way more embarrassing.
Oh, that fight was disgusting. I remember I was on Discord with that.
Bro, he was.
That was when he was all crouching in the first round, right?
The crab, yeah.
I got a horrible fit. So, you know about Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I was streaming on Twitch that night, doing a watch along, but I didn't put the fucking fight on the screen, yeah?
Mm.
Had about 300-400 live viewers, bro. Stream popping off. That's Twitch. Big. Banned me, bro. I don't even know why they banned me, because I didn't put the fight on the screen, bro.
Yeah.
Man were like, oh, like, wear glasses so it shows in the reflection. I had like a mirror behind me. They was like, angle the mirror so then it shows off the. Like, I did not show the fight. Man were begging me to show the fight, bro. And they banned my Twitch. Done me so bad.
Bro, have you seen that video of the guy? He's watching UFC. Playing he's got a controller.
Yeah, but that's what they were telling me to do. They're telling me to do everything. Bro, I did everything. Yeah. Bro, I was trying. I was like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah.
Get banned. I still got banned, bro. No, I was so upset, bro. That night was like at the peak of my Twitch. And then like about 10 minutes before the fight, I got banned.
Twitch are mad though.
Yeah, I just can't be bothered. As much as I love games and I love Twitch, I'm just like, you guys are weird, bruv. It's one rule for women, one rule for men. Like, I see women do crazy stuff that are still on that platform.
I saw that woman who, I think she kicked a cat or something.
Kicked her cat, gave the cat alcohol, bro.
She was on a Kurt Zuma thing.
She gave the cat alcohol, the same girl. I forgot her name. Gave the cat alcohol, bro.
I don't think I could do Twitch because I think I get banned.
You get banned, bro. You can't really, like, it's scary. I think once you're like a partner and you know people, because I know people that know people, innit? And they was going to unban me, but because I weren't a partner, they couldn't really, it wasn't worth their time kind of thing. Do you get what I'm saying? But yeah, that fight was awful. I remember staying up until like 3, 4 a.m. I was fucking fuming.
Bro, that was so, because I still do like him a lot. I'm just like, this guy, you can see he's got phenomenal stamina. Phenomenal, like it's very freakish. But then he went into that fight and I don't know, maybe he got told something by his coach or something like that, but I was trying too much and Jake Paul just went,
he was doing way too much of it.
It's a shame, bro. It's a shame. But he's back as well. He won.
How has his fights been in recent times? Because after that, I couldn't do it.
He fought that, you know, in that event. He fought Ryan, one of these TikTok American guys. I don't know. I couldn't tell you who it was. Right. But he worked on him. He was like,
oh, yes, I remember that. Yeah, I can't remember who it is, but I know who you're on about.
Yeah. Just but he was really, really good.
That was at the last event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last like YouTube kind of
event. The last big one, yeah. And the way how he was in that one, he was just like, he was, I think, four to six rounds, something like that. And he was just harassing the other guy, like just on him 24/7. Jab. That wears you down, man. He didn't really do anything too special, but you could see the boxing IQ. He was just there, just like wearing him down, jab constantly, bro.
Yeah.
And then he got given a draw at first. You remember?
Yeah, I remember everyone was complaining, and then they looked
given a draw, and then they went back, and this is that, and that just kind of just personifies the entire YouTube boxing scene. How one gets put on a draw, and then 20 minutes later, saying yeah, it's a win. It's a whole bit weird, man. Just,
100%. But with these guys, I don't know. What do you think about like just people just going in and just doing everything? Do you think it's like a disrespect to a sport? Like if a team, like fair enough, football charity matches don't really says anything, but like say for boxing, they seem to very gatekeep their sport, like we don't want YouTubers or celebrities or this and that. Like
I totally get what you mean. I think it's because football, at the end of the day, it's a very light-hearted sport. You can bring your kids, especially with these boxing events, football events, people bring their kids and everything like that. But boxing is a very dangerous sport, man. People die, people have severe brain damage. You know, when the boxer retires, he could be broke, or like, you know, he could have like problems with his brain. That's why it's such a gatekeeping sport, because it's such a dangerous sport. This is not a joke. Like, you know what I mean? Right. If you like, look at Arms Corleone yesterday, man. Like he did four 2-minute rounds, and at the end of it, like he was getting stretched off and he was breathing through like an oxygen mask.
Yeah, it's all mad.
It's a really dangerous sport, and I think there needs to be like some caution of it. You know what I mean? So I totally understand why. Is so gatekept, you know what I mean? So I think that's what do you think?
In terms of like, it depends. How do I say it? Like, so with some people, I've seen their argument is, oh, you know, well, I don't know why everybody's getting, they get all this big money. There's people that are out here fighting like for their lives, and they've been doing it for years, and they grew up doing it, and all of that. So there's a lot of people that are kind of salty to say like Jake Paul or whoever can get 5, 6, 7 figures for a fight. And there might be Jordan at the boxing gym down here that's fighting for everything. Do you get it? He's got nothing else but boxing, and he ain't on the kind of pedestal as them. I don't really understand that. I understand like where you're, like why it would affect people, but the reality is that if there's not money in it, you're not going to get the money. Like the money doesn't come from thin air. It comes from the attraction of the fight. Do you know what I mean? They don't know Jordan from the boxing gym like they know Jake Paul.
100%.
But then it kind of does, they kind of, people could do what they want to do, innit? At the end of the day.
You know what it is? You made a good point there, innit? But I feel like that's with life, though. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, just like me and my mates can go play football at a power league or like a football pitch. People are not going to watch me.
No.
But when Ronaldo, Messi play, people will go and watch them, bro.
They got the names.
Essentially, you know what I mean? So I think at the end of the day, marketing is a big thing. You know what I mean? So
100%.
My man down the boxing gym, you need to incorporate some type of marketing strategy. Upload it on Instagram. That's what I'm saying. Get your name built. You know what I mean?
Do you watch UFC?
I do, here and there, but okay. I'm not as savvy as I am compared to boxing.
Yeah, so even like with UFC, the thing with them is it's a mad sport. Like I watch UFC pretty much week in, week out. It was on last night, I fell asleep because it was started mad late, but it's not that popular. There's not that much money in it. They don't really make much money. So even like big fights, like title fights and that. Six figures. Yeah, not even in the high six figures.
I've seen that there was a lot of controversy with like the fighters paying stuff like that in MMA. And you know, at the end of the day, MMA is, it's a very, again, like boxing, very dangerous sport, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I feel like,
I think it's better than boxing right now.
Yeah.
You watch that week in, week out. Trust me, bro. You watch a UFC event with Russia, you'll be like, bro, it's mad.
Oh, so UFC is like every week?
Every week.
I did not know that.
Every Saturday. Like obviously, you have like
the big
more fights. So like yesterday was like a big fight with like two UFC fighters that were once friends.
And who was it? Colby Covington and...
And I can't remember the other guy. But Colby Covington won yesterday.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it might be Masvidal. And yeah, like that will happen maybe like once a month. But in general, you can still watch it. Like, they're big fights. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, 100%. They're proper fighting for their lives. Even, like, women and that. Banging. Like, I think that is... Ooh! Their fights are serious, bro.
I've seen some amazing, like, MMA women fighting.
Facts. Bro. You know what I mean? Like, I actually... You see the women that are in MMA?
Yeah.
Rate them. Like, they're really... They're some of my favourite fights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I think even now... But the problem with them, they haven't really got money in it, bro. Like, when I watch these fighters, right? And I'll be like, he looks cool. Let me check his stuff out. He ain't really got followers. Like, you get, he might have 50K. Like, imagine, like, a co-main event has only got 50K followers.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
You look in the crowd of the fight. Not many. There's no one really there. Where's the money meant to come from?
Yeah.
And then the thing is, a problem that I found, which I don't know, someone can correct me, tell me if I'm wrong, yeah? A lot of the fighters do not speak English, bro. So you see, like, if a player comes to the Premier League, they learn English. Like, it'll be straight their second away. Language straight away. Yeah. Man's watching some big boy fighters like, you are hard. And then they've got someone next to them translating it. And I'm like, bro, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
That's a lot.
So I don't want to follow you because I'm not going to understand any of your posts. But I like you as a fighter. But do you get what I mean? Like, UFC is mainly based in America.
Yeah.
So you should probably try to learn the main language English. So you can connect to the fan base. Do you get what I'm saying? 100%. Like, on a different frequency,
bruv.
And there's so much fighters there that I proper like. Like, my guys can tell you. And like, bro, what the fuck you said? Like, it's not even... If it was a sport in whatever country whoever's from is, like, main, then I would say, cool, run that. Like, if I was to have to go to Spain as a Spanish sport, I'd learn Spanish.
Learn Spanish.
You get it? That's where the heart of it is. I need to main... Like, a lot of them don't. 100%. I think that's the problem with football. They can go to any league. Like, let's be honest. What footballers... don't speak English that we know of.
No, yeah, I can't think of any. They all can speak some type of English.
So when they go to a press conference, they ain't got someone next to them translating. Yeah. They just speak and you get to hear his voice, hear who he is. You get it. Like, you get to feel the person more. You don't really get that in 100%, UFC.
100%, bro. I think it's a thing where the UFC, if you compare it to boxing, boxing is very marketable because it's been here for such a long time.
Facts. And
it's such a... It's a very simple sport if you think about it. Like, it's two people put on gloves and they just punch each other. MMA, there's so much stuff going on.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And this may be a bit of an unpopular opinion.
Go on.
But, like, you know when Khabib first came out, yeah?
Mm.
Me personally, don't get me wrong, I love Khabib. As a human and everything that he stands for, he's an awesome guy, great fighter, goated. But his fighting style, for me, is not entertaining.
Right.
Yeah, not entertaining for me. I was backing Conor McGregor when they fought.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, why are you backing Conor? I'm like, bro, Conor's the guy, bro. He fights, he's the man, he puts his shoulders out, you know what I mean? He's the
you
guy.
Think he's still the guy?
No, not in UFC. Cool. Not in UFC.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because one of my main friends that I watch UFC with, he's Irish, right? So he's always on Conor's side.
He's backing Conor,
but I'm like, bro, I don't know, man. Like, who did he fight last time? We watched it together as well.
When he broke his leg, innit? Justin Gaethje?
I'm going to find out, but carry on talking.
I'm pretty sure it was Justin.
I'm going to Google it.
And then he was on the floor, and then Joe Rogan was like interviewing him on the floor.
He's
like,
yeah.
I'll be back.
And then he still said something. Yeah, I was just like, bro, just give it a rest now, man. Sometimes people got to know when to just like allow it of thing. But it's just the money, bro. It's the money gets the money. People like, you're just kind of ruining your life. Like, do you love the sport? If you keep saying every time, oh, I'm going to stop, I'm going to start, I'm going to retire. Like, what is it all for? Is it for the money, the entertainment, for your, like, what is it for? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out who his last fight was.
Would you say that Conor McGregor was the main, was he the peak of UFC?
100%. 100%. Yeah, okay, he definitely brought the most. I mean, I have not been like the biggest UFC fan forever.
Yeah.
Probably the last year and a bit. But like, I've always watched it, but not like religiously, like every Saturday.
So I used to watch UFC from like...
Dustin Poirier, and he fought him twice, so he lost twice.
Okay. I used to watch UFC from like 2014 to maybe the Khabib, end of the Khabib era. That's when I recently have, during lockdown, I haven't invested into the UFC, but back then, I used to love it back then because it was like Max Holloway, Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo. You had guys in like every single weight class. You had John Jones and Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic, Alistair Overeem, Robbie Lawler. You had guys like that. The All-American, Chris Weidman. You had guys everywhere. Nowadays, I feel like they're lacking the star power a bit.
100%. Now, he brought a lot of attraction to UFC, without a doubt. He's 100%. Definitely the face of it and probably brought way more money to it than it was before.
Yeah.
I do think, for UFC, a lot of fighters need to, learn English because obviously it's in a English-speaking country. And, I don't know, do some stunts or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys need to cause some controversy or something. At least with boxers, do you know what I mean? Like, they always say and do something that makes the headlines makes, like, Tyson Fury and Dillian White, he posted him in like a skirt or whatever.
Oh,
something, I don't know, just do something outrageous. When you're at that kind of sport, it's all about marketing, as you said, bro. So it's like, you need to stand out, bro. It doesn't matter how good of a fighter you are.
You
got to sell, bro. So it's like, do you know what I mean? I don't know. You got to,
perfect marketing. Example is the YouTube boxing.
Yeah.
The quality is on the floor, but the marketability is an all-time high.
You always see something leading up to it.
Always, man.
Always.
It's very orchestrated. It's very smart as well.
100%.
You can be the best person, but if you ain't got that marketing behind you, bro, you can forget about it, man. Honestly, bro.
100%. And do you see the thing with these, like the Paul brothers and that? They know how to market, bro. Like when they're involved, they know. And I kind of rate YouTubers for that because you know what? They're not here to be an actual boxer. They're just here to make money.
They're here to make bread, bro.
And they're doing it very well. Like, they're making it, you know, make sense.
Yeah, man, 100%.
They're making it make a lot of sense.
It's low-key, what they did, the brothers, the Paul brothers, is genius almost. The way how they did it, the way how they started off, the controversy. In my opinion, Logan Paul was like, he's a genius. Because the way how, you remember the whole Japan situation. Compare him to then and compare him to now. Like, he's fighting Mayweather, he's got... Probably the biggest, the Joe Rogan podcast is the biggest, but he's got one of the biggest, bro.
Well, let's say the biggest on YouTube, because Joe Rogan isn't on YouTube anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Technically, that's true.
One of the biggest on YouTube.
One of the biggest on YouTube. So, like, the way how he turned it around, genius level, in my opinion. Man.
100%. And he looks like he's a much better person as well. He's younger, though, isn't it? Like, he's not young, but, like, do you get it? Like, you can
everyone
change
makes
a lot.
Mistakes, bro.
100%.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Whereas I think Jake Paul's still like, he likes that energy. He likes to be the hated one. Whereas I feel like Logan's more like the, you know, I'm just going to be cool.
Diplomatic.
I'm going to be more. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jake Paul reminds me of just a Conor McGregor, but just like the YouTube version of Conor. You know what I mean? Like, that's honestly what he reminds me of. Just like, I feel like he almost copies him almost. It's like, it's too...
Yeah.
It's uncanny how similar they are. He's got to be copying them. There's no way that's natural to him. There's no way.
Maybe he made the blueprint, innit? Yeah, like, maybe true, just said, it works for him. Let me do it the same way, you know?
Yeah, facts.
For real. But that's obviously the boxing stuff now, right now.
Yeah.
In England. In the whole world, really, especially
pretty
Europe.
Much, the whole world.
Fuck. It's going mad. How do you feel about everything?
Bro, do you mean in terms of like, it's pure mayhem, innit? It's really sad to see.
Propaganda as well. Everyone's always talking about world war, this, that.
It's really sad, innit, to see what's happening, innit? Yeah, but the biggest thing I've seen in this whole thing is the amount of racism that's come out throughout this whole thing. Obviously, you have Ukrainian people, you have black people all over the world, obviously, and I saw videos of like certain things that happened.
Not getting on the train
Getting on the train, and the president of Ukraine, he said they're killing people and we only care about people with blonde hair, blue eyes.
And that.
It was just all a bit weird, isn't it?
Shit.
Yeah.
Was that the president that said that?
That was the president, yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
And obviously, look, we're not going to worry too much about like race and all of that because like there are other things going on, yeah. But like when I saw that, it was just a really disheartening, man. And obviously, there are tragedies happening all over the world and everything like that. And now everyone cares now, you know what I mean? Not that nobody should care. It's a very important situation. But
you know what it is? It's because we're in Europe.
Yeah.
You get it? Like, we're on this side of the world.
That
so
is true.
Things that are going on in maybe the Middle East or Africa, people here don't really care about.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's more close to here.
That we can't hear
close
about
to home.
North, yeah.
Well, not that it's right, but that's why it is. Do you know what I mean?
That's a very good point that you made there.
That's what
and
it is.
Yeah, it's really sad, isn't it? I feel like violence is never the answer. I know that sounds really tacky and corny and stuff like that.
Never.
But violence is never. Okay. 9 times out of 10, violence is not the answer. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, it just, I feel like obviously there's a big situation going on. I just think that they need to just come together. I've heard that there's like some talks or like some peace arrangement being happening.
They've been doing that and having little talks. They had like a ceasefire for a bit as well.
Yeah.
But I think they still carried on.
Did you, the thing is, like, I don't think, like, obviously people, a lot of people have died from this, actually. I think a couple thousand people,
yeah,
both from Ukraine and Russia. But like nowadays, the way how war is going, it's not like necessarily foot soldiers going and with their guns, like
bombs and shit,
like a Black Hawk Down movie or something like that.
Nah,
it's more of like a cyber warfare that's happening nowadays. Oh, yeah. That they do, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's all cyber, it's all online. Like everybody has pretty much kicked Russia out of everything.
Yeah,
it's insane. Social media, these businesses now,
economy and that. Yeah,
I saw that Google and Apple got rid of their Apple Pay and Google Pay in their countries.
Yeah, they're fucked.
That doesn't sound like a big thing, but trust me, bro, you get rid of that. Like, for me, for
MasterCard's example, banned from there as well.
I use my phone, Google Pay, everything, bro.
Mm.
I don't use cards. So people that were trying to go to work that day, they couldn't because they were trying to tap it. It wasn't working. You know what I mean? It's little things like that, that, you know, that leads to you can see the cracks now.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, if you see a country like China have all their companies own shit.
Yeah, everything's there, so you can't really fuck with them.
They've got Tencent and like Xiaomi,
yeah,
and Huawei. Yeah. Those companies there, they're not for us. It's for them. They're really smart at what they do.
They're very smart, you know. Now you say that, it's true. Like everything they do or have is theirs. They don't even use our stuff. You can't use Facebook, YouTube,
Google Maps,
Instagram,
nothing.
Like they've got their own stuff.
Everything is theirs, bro, and it's really smart from their point of view. They don't rely on anything, bro.
Nope.
They're the biggest country. They've got the most population. None of this, nothing can affect them. You know what I mean?
They're winners still. And the thing is, they're very smart. So they've managed to like get into every other country.
Yeah.
100%. And give loans.
Oh, all right,
we're going to create this for you. This is our, do you get what I mean? Like there's a lot of stuff. So it's like a lot of countries are depending on China, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's mad.
And the whole Russia thing, like, you know, there's this sort of like anxiety with like gas, and because they Russia holds
petrol,
so much resources.
It's fucked, fam. How much petrol's going up to?
Yeah, man.
May as well have got a Tesla, bro. I was gonna get one, and then I said, all right, cool, let me go to that. And then now I'm just paying bare for petrol, like a full tank's like £80, like
ridiculous,
fuck.
Man. Ridiculous. And that just shows you, like, these countries that have power, like what they can do, man.
Yeah.
And it's scary. Honestly, it's scary. Like, maybe like 10 people in this world, 10 of the most powerful people can write off everything, bro. It's so scary. It depends on what side of the bed they wake up almost, you know what I mean?
Of course, how you're feeling.
Bro, man, it's crazy, man. And like, there's obviously been other like consequences, like Roman Abramovich leaving Chelsea.
How do you feel as a Chelsea fan?
Look, obviously, Roman Abramovich, he's a great... Roman Abramovich, yeah, don't get me wrong, innit?
Mm.
From a sporting point of view, like purely from a sporting point of view, he came to Chelsea. I don't know why he came to London. Some would argue that him, you know, like he got sent there and stuff like that. But he came to Chelsea, invested in a club, invested billions, made Chelsea a great club. I support Chelsea. That's my club, right? Mm. So obviously I was really happy with that. But now that you're seeing what's happened and the British government are freezing its assets and everything, obviously, and the Chelsea fans were singing Abramovich's name when we were having like a clapping session for Ukraine, beginning of the match. I think that's really disrespectful. It's a shame to see what happened.
Are we surprised?
Am I surprised?
Yeah, with the fans?
Nah, not really, bro. Nah, I'll be honest. I'm not really surprised one bit. So yeah, it's just, at the end of the day, it's a bit of a shame what happened. We're going to get new owners. Whether they do good or not, we have to wait and see. Yeah, bro. Like, honestly, it's all a bit of a shame, but yeah.
I've seen a lot of people like actually stressed at this point. Do you feel any like stress from any of this?
No, not at all.
Neither.
I feel remorseful.
Like a lot of people actually coming up to me like, oh, you know, like
stress.
See what's going on. Like, yeah, I don't want us to go to war, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe because, you know, I don't know which country. What country are you from, bro?
Jamaica.
Jamaica, right. Mm. I'm from Somalia, bro. Mm. Somalia's been for war my entire life growing up. There's never been a point where something hasn't happened in my 22 years of living, bro. So, and there's stuff happening.
Have you been there when it's happening though?
I've never been to Somalia, bro. But I think I might be going this summer.
Okay.
But, you know, speaking to my parents and you hear stuff happening and all the wars and stuff like that.
Mm.
When I was younger, I was like, damn, like, this is like really unfortunate and sad. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So when I see it happen now and seeing people getting stressed out, I'm just like, at the end of the day, all you can do is just be like remorseful and just like show heart at the end of the day. Like that's all you can pretty much do. because we're not there, bro.
For real.
Like, there's only so much that we can do. We can pay charity to them and donate stuff and just, like, have a good thought for them. Other than that, I can't really do much, you know what I mean? And I don't know why. I think people are anxious because of, like, there's been, like, rumours of, like, nuclear warfare, stuff like that. But that will never happen. Never happen.
Don't think so.
No, that's mutually assured destruction. If he presses the button, he will press the button.
But then hasn't Putin kind of said that, like, if there's no Russia, there's no need for, like, anything kind of thing?
He did say that, yeah, he did. But, you know, the moral panic, bro, there's so much moral panic. And, again, as you said, there's just, like, so much propaganda going around. And
yeah.
Especially if you scroll on Twitter, man. Twitter can be a bad place for you.
So, everything. Look, this is the thing. People need to detox. Like, you see, for you guys that, like, really struggle with, like, yeah, being very anxious and... just, bro, just take all of that stuff away. Read a book. Go walk in the park.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... I'll be honest, there's nothing we can do.
Nothing.
There's nothing me and you can do. Apart not from powerful
apart
enough.
From, like, retweet.
What's that going to do?
Nothing.
It's not going to put food on anyone's table. It's not going to stop the war. There's nothing we, as normal people, can do. Yeah. The people, we ain't got no power to do anything. So, I personally don't stress over things I can't do nothing about.
Yeah. That's a good way to live your life, bro.
Bro, because look at all the stuff that's going on. Imagine if I stress at every little thing that happens. Not little, not saying it's little, but like everything that happens that I have no control over. I can't let someone else or something else dictate my happiness or my comfortability. Yeah. Do you get it?
100%.
I just worry about what's in front of me right now, only, bro.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
What's happening down the road right now, I can't focus on that because yeah. I'll lose my health, bro. I'll have mental health something like, do you get it?
100%. And I feel like it's this new world of Twitter and social media.
It's too much madness.
It's mayhem, bro.
It's a lot to take in.
I'm seeing people like lose their minds, bro, because of like they hear stuff and they're constantly... I don't think it's too healthy to...
It's not healthy at all.
Media,
it's not healthy at all.
Especially Twitter, bro, man. Twitter, bro. You're on Twitter, man. You know, man. Every 5 minutes, there's something new happening. There's new controversy, man. Honestly, like... To everyone out there, you know what I mean? If you are stressing out, in my opinion...
Take some time away.
Have a walk, bro.
Even like, the news is bad as well because the people are sitting there like, my mum knows, she's probably watching this podcast now and you know, when I walk in the living room and I see the news, I just sigh like, fuck's sake, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this shit. It's got like nothing I could... Why do you... Like, bad energy, do you know what I mean? There's bad nothing energy. We can do about it.
I don't turn the TV... I don't watch the news on the wake up.
It's bad vibes, bro.
I don't watch...
There's nothing good about the news.
Yeah. I don't watch it. I don't put on the news or anything like that until midday. Starting the day off with your new, starting your day off with the news is mad, in my opinion.
Bro, going to sleep, waking up in the day, that is just mad. Like, know what's going on. Like, I'm always aware of what's going on politic-wise because it matters. Like, politics will affect us. You get it? Like, so whatever laws are coming here, whatever's going on here, that affects me. So I need to be aware of it. Past that, bro, this world's mad. Like, past Ukraine and that, how much country do you reckon are probably in war right now? Got so bombs many. Going off and people trying to take over and civil wars. There's too much madness going on that one can even fathom, bruv.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So for me, I'm just like, it's sad. Pray for the whole world.
Pray for the world.
I'm just praying for the world. Do you get it? I'm a good, if you know me, you know I'm good people. I'm praying for the world, but I just can't put that all on
my plate. You can only, exactly.
So much man can do,
your plate can only handle so much, bro.
I've got my own shit going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
bro. Can't worry about what's going on all over the world, bro. But it's sad though, regardless. Like, it's
really sad.
War and that, like, as I said, I'm not for it. I think it's quite a dick move to just go to a man's country and start bombing it up. I'm seeing civilians, houses getting blown up, kids, people dying. Even like the soldiers that are going to war, like, dying, like, just like bang, you're just a number, bro.
Yeah, man.
You're not even a person, like, they don't even give a fuck. Like, you're just dying,
bro. I could, being a soul, like, obviously, you know, nationalism and all of that, like, people love their country, and like, yeah, but like, fighting
what for are your country fighting for, though?
Yeah, exactly.
More time is over power or resources or like land.
Yeah, the loss of life, the concept
it's not worth
of, like,
it, bro.
Of people losing their lives is really scary, man, because like. That's an actual person at the end of the day, man. I don't think I would even have the heart to even try and like attempt to even take someone's life away from them.
Mm.
Very scary thing, man. And I feel like doing that will leave you in like a bad mental state, you know what I mean? The fact for like you killing someone.
Mm.
For you to like not care is very like, you've got to not be like a normal person almost.
Yeah, you've got to be dark, innit?
Yeah, man, 100%.
It's really especially bad. Someone you don't know. I think maybe if someone's maybe done something to you or you feel really like it's a bit more, it depends once again who you are as a person, but for a random person, just because he's from there.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
I couldn't, honestly.
But you know, one thing my friend said to me, he posted in a comments of like an Instagram post, he said, this is basically like postcode beef.
Yeah.
And it kind of is.
Yeah,
it kind of is. Man, it's just beefing just for whatever. Like, It don't make no sense. You're just dying for the cause. And it's just like, that's what is it for?
That's basically what it is. Like,
because he said he ain't going to war, innit? So I was busting up. He was like, it's basically postcode beef. And he used to postcode beef. So he's like, if I'm not doing that, what the fuck am I doing this for? Mm. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Yeah,
100%. It kind of the same thing. As bad as it sounds.
You know what it is? Postcode beef is like a
it's
micro.
It's not legal.
It's a micro version of.
Yeah,
of war, basically.
It is basically. Do you know what I mean? But it's just like one is more frowned upon than the other. Really, they're both bad as fuck. Like, yeah, they're both dead.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even tell anyone to get involved or even deal with that. But yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, guys, just don't worry about anything that just does not affect you. It's dark. It's just too much shit going on in the world to be putting other people's problems on your plate.
Yeah,
especially when you can't do nothing. Don't get me wrong. If you can do something about it. It's a different thing, but if you can't, there's no point even losing sleep over it.
Yeah, and if you are someone who does get worried or like stuff like that, and you do want to help but you can't, well, if that's the way how you live and that's the way how you think, then work hard and get to a place where you can
help people.
100%. Like, if that's a good goal to have, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, I love if you can help anyone in any way. That's a really good way to live.
100%. That, bro, like purpose in life, bro. My purpose, I've realized, is to help people. Yeah. Whether it's mentally, physically, financially, whatever way I can help people, that's what I try and do.
Yeah,
I hit that point. You get it, like where man just says, "What am I here for?" I must have a purpose. Do you know what I mean? You have to have a greater purpose. Yeah. So it's not a thing like, "Oh, it's all me," but it's just like there's only so much man can do, bro.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
No, that's a really good way to live a life,
bro. That's why I'm at peace though. Like if you know me, I don't get angry easily. I don't really care if some people do some mad stuff. Like, don't get mad at me. Don't care, bro.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do something. I can't control your decisions.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't come today, I wouldn't be mad at you. I'd go, okay, cool. I just would never link you again. Simple as, not worth my headache. Do you get what I'm saying? Kind of thing. That's how I am. So it's like, when you got that kind of mentality, bruv, nothing really affects you, bro.
Nothing can really affect you. I think that's really important. Like stoicism, being stoic.
Yeah.
Very important. I think everybody needs to have some type of composure.
100%. Yeah, you have to have some form of control over yourself and just... It's mad, especially because like now the world is our oyster. Like everything's available, all the resources, all the news. You see everything that's going on. You see the lies, the truth, the controversy. Like you just see everything. It's a lot to take in, which is why I'm not really on this social media thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really on it. Like because I'm doing the podcast, I kind of have to be a bit aware. But past that, if I weren't doing the podcast, bro, I wouldn't have no social media. Yeah. You get it? Like I wouldn't even now. Like I'm just gonna drop the episodes, and then That's it, bro. Literally,
I think I don't know, man. Like, because obviously we both did YouTube, innit? Yeah. When I did YouTube, yeah, bro, I was so social media really affected me, bro. I'll be so honest. Like, mentally, I used to care so much. You know what really used to hurt me a lot?
What
I used to care so much about numbers, bro.
So yeah.
I don't put a video. I'm just like refreshing it like every 10 seconds. I'm like, oh shit, like what's going on?
I've been like that.
Yeah, and I think. That's the reason why I didn't get on with YouTube at the end of it.
Mm. You know, it wasn't playing in your favour at first.
Yeah, there were like a couple of reasons why like some people who are like I met doing YouTube and stuff like that. But the biggest one was just like the fucking, you have to be so tapped in, you know what I mean, to do it. And eventually I was just like, you know what, this isn't for me, you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, man. But
100%. But nah, like this has been great. You see, for a first episode,
yeah,
this was smooth as fuck.
I appreciate it.
This was real smooth. But nah, you're gonna be every week anyway.
I love it, man.
Yeah, we're gonna be on every week. Make sure you guys tune in as well. As I said, we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube, DMC Podcast. Check it out.
DMC.
Deep meaning conversations. But nah, this was deep. It did have a meaning to it, you know, especially at the end of it. 100%. But we had to touch on the boxing because that was shambolic.
Crazy.
I just need to get my clout up again so I can beat up some YouTubers and make some money. And it's been great getting you on anyway, bro.
I appreciate it, bro, man. I look forward to being back, man.
That's it, man. Make sure you guys subscribe, like, leave a comment. And we out. Peace.